The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello there, it's Irish Podcast time once again. We've got day two, our Ballinrobes May meeting. Seven races to look at here on Tuesday, May the 30th. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at this car. Very competitive fare it is as well. We've got the two big handicap hurdles, 7 o'clock and 7.30 respectively, to get stuck into. And, of course, the highlight of the card indeed is the 8.30, which is the Mayo National, where 13 runners are due to go to post. That time of recording, it's good to firm in places. You look perfect ground there last night. They've obviously done a little bit of watering. They've had one or two bits and pieces of rain around. But it is absolutely perfect ground for the horses here tonight on the evidence of what we saw 24 hours ago.
Race one.
We kick off with the 7 o'clock, which is a extended 2 mile novices hurdle. And I'd be very, very interested if Seamus Fahey decides to run Is She Diesel again 24 hours after what can only be described as a spectacular performance here last night, when she always travelled well. Not only visually very impressive as well, the way she quickened away from the field, but her time figure in beating the very strongly fancied Jean-Paul Delice was absolutely incredible. Her last lap was a good 15 lengths quicker than Dandy Mag, who took the juvenile hurdle at 6.30, and the other handicap as well, won by What's the Plot. So she clearly is in the form of her like. I wouldn't even worry about a rating of 102. She's clearly a 120 rated plus horse based on the figures last night. And it's just, like I say, whether Connections decide to dip their bread again. If she does run, then I think she'll win again. Even at 8-1, I think she's an absolute knocking bet. If she doesn't go to post, then hopefully Henry de Bromhead's charge, Little Folk, might be an able deputy for the podcast. Finishing second to Look Closer last time out at court. Probably didn't get the best of runs that day, or the race didn't really get run to suit her, more like. Prior to that, off a strongly run race, she was very impressive on the time figures. And with good ground very much in her favour, I think she could also go well at a price. But it's issue diesel for me. She runs again, I think she'll win again.
Race two.
On to race two then. And Tim Rolley is favourite here. No great surprise from the Willie Mullins stable. But I've got to be absolutely honest, I haven't been overly enamoured by this five-year-old gelding so far in his career. Must admit, he was a bit disappointing here the last day, but only third behind Kilmeen Hill. That said, there has been a couple of winners out of that race to suggest that he probably didn't run too badly in the cold light of day. But like I say, he's very small, diminutive. He doesn't really fill me with a great deal of confidence at even money. So therefore, I do think there's a couple of value alternatives. I think Great Khan is the obvious one to take the favourite on with, having finished second the other day in a good time figure race down in Kilbeggan behind Art of Synergy. And that was the second time that Edward O'Grady's charge has finished in the runner-up berth. Decent ground suits. Obviously, 2.5 miles is fine. And more importantly, these brush hurdles appear to get on really well with this gelding by Kalanisi. I do think around about 5-2, he is a little bit of value. And the other one to concentrate on at a much bigger price is Muhafiz from the locally trained Val O'Brien stable. This horse was fourth in a wildly competitive race at Ferry House the last time we saw him. And there's been plenty of horses out of that race to suggest that they're not only that form, but the time figure, which the winner posted Friday Night Lights, is very believable. Round about 18-1 this morning. I think he probably deserves a small each-way interest for those that like to play at bigger odds.
Race number three.
On to race three then, which is the most competitive race on the card. Round about 5-6-1 the field this morning. It certainly pains me to go against Lacares, who I've probably tipped for the last two or three times that he's run, representing a stable in cracking form, Elmarie Holden. And of course, Rachel Blackmore, who had a couple of winners here last night. Just looks as though perhaps a busy campaign may have just been taking the edge off this horse on the evidence of what we saw at Killarney last time out behind Plinth. That said, he's a very consistent type and he's likely to run his race, providing he's still in excellent form with himself. The one I quite like here at a price is Jimmy Two Times from the Brian Hamilton stable. Now, this horse has been plying his trade largely over fences in recent times to a reasonably good standard. But the last time he ran over hurdles, he didn't run too badly down in Leopardstown on ground that probably wouldn't have suited him over a trip which was inadequate. But if you go back to his last run over hurdles prior to that, he was third to Annabelle Fly at the 2016 Punchestown Festival. Now, if he can run to that level here, he must have an excellent chance of getting in the mix. He likes a right-handed track. He basically doesn't go left-handed. He's 0-6 going in an anti-clockwise direction. So this 8-year-old has certainly got a better chance than his odds imply this morning. And at 14-1, I reckon he's worth a small go there in that competitive 2.5-mile handicap.
Race 4.
Right, on to the 7:30 then, which is my best bet on the card, in the shape of Kinalaga Queen from the Denise O'Shea stable. Now, this horse ran in a very hot race down in Cork 2 starts ago on May the 5th, which is working out incredibly well. The time figure suggested that it was going to work out, and it has done in spectacular fashion. The third horse, Nobody Home, landed a bit of a punt next time out for the podcast when winning at Punchestown. And Kilgannon Queen herself has gone on to frank that form with a win down in Limerick, ridden by tonight's jockey, of course, Rachel Blackmore, who teams up with his 7-year-old mare yet again. Always travelling smoothly in the hands of the crack female jockey. She sauntered to the front with a smooth jump at the second last, and from that point onwards never looked like relinquishing the lead. 3 miles, good ground, brush hurdles, absolutely ideal for this horse. And 3-1 this morning doesn't look a bad prize considering all the positives in her direction. So Kilgannon Queen gets an upvote in the 7:30.
Race 5.
On to the 8 o'clock then, which is a competitive-looking beginner's chase over 2.5 miles. Quite clearly, Rath Vinden is going to attract quite a bit of attention here. Having finished third in the 2014 Neptune Hurdle, of course, behind stable companion Fahim, but he's obviously had one or two injury issues since, and he hasn't run since December 2016 when he was pulled up behind next year's Gold Cup winner at Duke. So you're taking it with a little bit of a leap of faith to hope that William Mullins has got this horse back to something like his best. I thought Racongo ran perfectly respectably on Chase Debut down in Killarney the other day when Modem was well beaten. So he's got to be factored into the equation. But that said, with the Jessica Harrington team in such blinding form at the moment, it makes sense to have half a look at Billy's Hope. I thought this 6-year-old ran perfectly respectably last time out at the Punchestown Festival when mid-division behind Minella Rewards, but it's run before that in the EBF final behind Turnover Vendor. Would certainly give it a chance if, of course, can translate that kind of form to fences. She's quite a scopey mare, so I wouldn't have thought she's having too many problems with this these fairly easy fences here tonight. And around about 8-1 this morning, she makes plenty of appeal from an each-way perspective.
Race number 6.
Right, on to the big chase race of the evening, which of course is the Mayo National, which comes up at 8:30 over 2.7 miles. And the two that I quite like here are Champagne Harmony and Kilcarry Bridge. Now, both of these two horses ran in that very competitive race won by Woodland Opera at the Punchestown Festival. Jessica Harrington's Charger took that race, has run well subsequently in defeat. But the time figure of that race suggested that anything that was in the first 2 or 3 or 4 certainly got to be upgraded and considered in any race throughout the summer period. I thought Champagne Harmony ran with a good deal of credit back in 5th and has subsequently gone on to load the colours of DiCosimo and Tickenham Express in very easy fashion down in Killarney. Locally trained, connections have got the Galway plate on their mind towards the back end of the summer. So obviously a good positive run here tonight off a mark of 135 will certainly get that horse into that kind of race. Kilcarry Bridge, well, also locally trained by John Ryan. All his horses here have to be considered. And of course, he's a course winner in the past. He run well in that Woodland Opera race, but he also run well the time before on bad ground down in Navan behind Mick the Jiver. So he obviously stays very well. Both of these two horses are available to back at 10-1 this morning. So I think if you back them both each way, I might be very, very hopeful that one of them will be in the frame at the very, very least. So those are the two against the field in the penultimate race.
And the final race.
Right on to the final contest then, which looks a decent-looking bumper coming up at 9 o'clock. Two horses to keep an eye on here are Special Ted and Tower Bridge. Special Ted obviously represents the stable that won the concluding bumper here last night and ran perfectly respectably on debut at Fairy House behind a lovely horse of Normeads called Red Jack. The seventh horse home that night, Leslie Dawn from the Harrington stable, has gone on to boost the form. And given that this horse is likely to be making the running, he could be very dangerous to beat from the front. However, I do quite like the chances of Tara Bridge against him, representing the stable in good form. And with Tom Hamilton on board, of course, who teamed up with Mischievous May to win for this stable on Friday, has certainly got to be respected. That fourth behind Roaring Bull could have been actually been bettered, but for this horse not veering around and running a little bit green inside the last couple of furlongs. So I've got a sneaky feeling this girl nearby, High Chaparral, would have come on quite considerably mentally for that run. And around about 5-2 looks the value alternative to the favourite in the last.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.